Hello, welcome back to today's episode of the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. So today, I want to talk about turning your fear into excitement. So again, this was a blog post. I had written one of my early blog posts, and there is this quote by Jack Canfield, and it's everything you want is on the other side of fear. And I absolutely believe that now based on my experiences. I remember when I wrote the blog post, I had written it a couple months before I'd actually like posted it to my blog, but at one point I had unpublished all of my blog posts because I was getting so caught up in the details. Right, on like trying to get the SEO right, trying to make my posts and stuff sound more polished. But the thing is, like I write like I talk. So for me to polish things up, I was like, I didn't want to take away from my voice, my authenticity, right, by polishing things up too much. And I realized that probably wouldn't be appealing to some people, but I was like, you know, I just want to be authentic and I don't want to get caught up in the details of making sure everything is just perfect. I just want to talk, I want to write, and that's it. So I ended up, I had unpublished all of them, and then I was like, you know what, I'm going to post them, publish them, and worry about like the SEO and all that stuff later. I figured, okay, you know, it'll come in time. I'll get everything squared away. But the most important thing was just wanting to be completely authentic. Even today, it's important to me to be completely authentic and just to use my voice. And initially, I thought I would just be talking about overcoming anxiety and depression, right? About overcoming struggles and overcoming obstacles and growth and happiness, like becoming happy and leaning into who you're truly meant to be. And it, I mean, things have evolved so much since my awakening experience, but that was really what I thought that I would always talk about, was overcoming anxiety and depression. I remember I used to watch like talk shows and stuff, and you know, I'd see these victims, and you know, I thought to myself, I don't recall ever feeling like a victim, right? I mean, yes, I was, but feeling like a victim to the point that, I don't know how to phrase this. Feeling like a victim to the point that I wasn't strong enough to get past, you know, some of the things that I had gone through. Right, so I'm not undermining anything that anybody else has gone through, right? It's just that's kind of where I was, where not taking on a victim mentality, I guess you could say. So anyway, so yeah, that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about, or not one of the things, but several of the things, just overcoming you know, hardships and obstacles and anxiety and depression, and then defining purpose. So the week that I wrote this blog post, again, it was a couple years ago. It had been a rough week. I had these ideas that I wanted to create, or of what I wanted to create, and where I saw myself right in the future. But I was struggling to put anything onto paper, and there was still some fear there, fear of failure, and feeling of what? I mean, I honestly, looking back, I'm like, Fear of failure of what? You know, just lots of people put their selves out there. You know, there are people on YouTube, people, speakers on stage, authors, mentor. Like, people are always, there are thousands and thousands of people who just put themselves out there. So what was I really afraid of? So it was all in my mind. So I had to get over that fear. But I think dealing with anxiety, having dealt with anxiety for most of my life, it had created a warped sense of what true fear is, right? But again, what could I possibly fail at? So, and the thing is when it comes to fear, all right, so I spent 8.5 years in the Air Force, and I've flown in an F-16. I've done things in the military that I was shot at when I was in Panama. You know, little things that, like, real situations where you, like, there's a real reason to be fearful. Okay. But writing a blog post, I mean, honestly, what's so scary about that? Creating a blog post, talking about experiences, like, where was the fear coming from? I don't know. Again, I think maybe anxiety had just kind of created that warped sense of what true fear was. So I wrote that. Let's see what else. I wrote down the definition of fear. Fear is a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, pain, etc. So whether the threat is real or imagined, the feeling or condition of being afraid. So it's all in the mind, right? We perceive fear sometimes when fear does not actually, when there's no need for it. It's, we create it, but why? Right? Are you really, have you ever been fearful of something, a situation or what have you, but there really was no danger, no evil involved? Okay. Sometimes we fear pain. We assume that, for instance, failure may cause pain. So we fear that before we even experience it. And sometimes that holds us back. So really, fear is an illusion, right? Unless you're in immediate danger. I mean, if you're like out in the woods and you've got a bear about to attack you, yeah, that would be a fearful situation. But a lot of times we're fearful, but it's all in our mind. It's an illusion because there really is no danger. All right, there may be the sense of impending pain if we fail, but that's just an illusion. So we're anticipating it before it actually happens. So, you know, what if we turned our fears of the unknown into excitement? So what if we became excited about the unknown? Excited, in my case, creating a blog, you know, writing, becoming excited about doing that instead of fearful. So that's what I had to do. I had to realize that I need to turn the fear into excitement and be excited about what I'm doing rather than fearful. Because, yeah, the fear was just an illusion. So there was a new level of growth when I came to that realization. That fear was an illusion, and if I could just be excited about what I was doing and not fearful. It allowed me to grow to the in the sense that I could just kind of push through the fear, right, and think, okay, you know, I'm just gonna get past this. So, just growing beyond the level of fear and just letting that stop me. So, anyway, okay. So that is the end of today's podcast. All right. So you guys give that some thought. Give the idea of fear a thought, and the fact that it is just an illusion. And what would happen if you turned your fears into excitement? Like, how would that change your mindset? How would that change things for you? All right. So thank you so much for joining me for another episode. And I will see you guys next week for another episode of the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. All right. You guys have a wonderful day. I'll see you soon. Bye.